Kamala Harris gives no interviews in 18 days since joining presidential race. By Wendell Hasebo on August 8, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris has not given one interview or press conference since she joined the presidential race 18 days ago. A reason Harris could be avoiding the media is out of fear of answering questions about her radical left policies. Harris appears to be already backpedaling on many policies she previously championed, raising concerns about if voters can trust the Democrat nominee. Neither Harris nor campaign aides have yet to fully embrace the changed policy positions in on-the-record public statements. Harris no longer supports a federal job guarantee, an anonymous Harris campaign spokesperson told the Washington Examiner last week. The New York Times also reported, citing anonymous campaign officials, that Harris also now, 1, supports fracking, 2, wants to increase funding for the border, 3, does not want to require people to sell their assault weapons back to the government, and, 4, no longer supports a single-payer health insurance program. More is here on Harris's radical record. The press is beginning to report its frustration with the Harris campaign about its lack of media access, Politico Playbook reported Thursday. Harris is starting to face more questions about why she isn't doing more press, which are only bound to grow louder. Our West Wing Playbook colleagues report that her campaign is thinking about setting up a big joint interview with her in Waltz, but they're generally skeptical that such moments provide much electoral value. Both Harris and Governor Tim Walz, Harris's vice presidential pick, ignored questions from reporters on Wednesday. Avoiding media questions appears to be Harris's strategy, Democrats admitted Friday. The vice president is showing all of us that you don't need to do high-profile interviews or press conferences in order to get attention from the media or from voters, Democrat strategist Christy Setzer told The Hill. I'd say she has a robust communications strategy. When Harris does speak to supporters, she delivers the same campaign speech, according to the Republican National Committee's research team. Harris, known for word salads, committed 2 gaffes last week when speaking off-script. She accidentally called herself president during the late Representative Sheila Jackson Lee's eulogy and delivered a word salad during an unscripted comment about a hostage deal with Russia. This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy, she rambled. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.